पुराणानालयं करुणालयं नमामि भगवत्पाद शंकरं लोकशंकरं समस्तजनकल्याणे निरतं करुणामयं नमामि चिन्मयं देवं सद्गुरुं ब्रह्मविद्वरम् मूकं करोति वाचालं पंगुं लंघयते गिरिं यत्कृपातमहं वंदे परमानंदमाधवं परमानंदमाधवं।
There is a term which all of us might be knowing called prasthana. Yes? Prasthana? Is it there in Kannada also? It is there in many languages. Prasthana means going, isn't it? Going. Prasthanam. He is about to go. Prasthanam, we say. Prasthiyate anena iti prasthanam. This is a definition. Prasthiyate anena iti prasthanam. Shall we all say together? Prasthiyate anena iti prasthanam. Okay? One person said very loudly also. Prasthiyate anena prasthanam means that by which we take the journey. That by which we take the journey. That through which we go. Meaning, if there is a goal, there is a path. Yes? And as Swamiji was telling about moksha, to paraphrase what Swamiji said, moksha is what we all actually seek, truly seek. We all seek ananda. Is it not? We all seek happiness. And what kind of ananda we seek? We seek an ananda which is not ending. We seek an ananda which we want always to be with us. Right? We do not seek an ananda which is finite. Finite is that which ends. We want, whatever we want it permanent. Is it not? Because we somehow have a feeling that we are permanent. And truly we are permanent. Even though ignorance makes us feel that we are impermanent because we take ourselves to be the body, in the core of our understanding, in spite of ignorance, like how, in spite of clouds, sun shines. Is it not? Because sun is so strong, sun is more powerful than the clouds. In the same way, in spite of ignorance, the sense of permanency we all have. Sat. That existence we have. And therefore, whatever we seek also, we want it to be permanent. We want it to be not ending. And therefore, the ananda that we seek is not just ananda, but the ananda we seek is paramananda. We want everything to grow. Even wealth we have, we are not happy. We want it to grow. Because why? Because we are Brahman. Anything we want high. Why? Because that is our nature. In and through all our activities, even though they are rooted in ignorance, shines the pure light of consciousness, the supreme reality, the ultimate Brahman, and that cannot be hidden. Ignorance cannot hide truth, just as how lies cannot hide truth. So seeking Paramananda, the question is, how do I reach there? And therefore we require a means. And that which is the means is knowledge. You may wonder, why is it that knowledge is said to be the means? Is it not to go somewhere, we can use some other means? I'm sure all of you came from your place to here, is it not? How did you come here? By knowledge? No. Yes, you had to have knowledge, but knowledge was not sufficient. Is it not? Yes, before coming here, you should know that there is a program here. There is Pujya Swamiji going to come here. There is going to be lectures on Taittiriya Upanishad. This knowledge is a must. But knowledge will not bring you here. Is there anybody who by mere knowledge came here? Anybody? No. Knowledge was not sufficient, and to knowledge you had to add action. You will find all achievements are made not just by knowledge, but by knowledge plus action. Yes or no? I know how to make upma. Example. But because I know how to make upma, will my hunger go away? Will upma come because I know upma? No. Knowing, knowledge plus action is equal to fulfillment. Do you all agree? Do you all agree? But you will find this Vedantins, this Advaita, these people, these Swamis, all of us seem to be talking to achieve, you need knowledge. And they somehow do not give importance to action. Would this building have come up just by knowledge? No. Knowledge plus action. But you know one point. Knowledge plus action is required for something which is to be achieved. Careful. Knowledge plus action is required for that which is different from us. To achieve something which is different from us, you require knowledge plus action. When I say different from us, I say the difference is with respect to space or time or both. Shall I say it again? Yes. Knowledge plus action is required to achieve something which is different from us. Different from us can be in space. For example, the example we took in the beginning, how did you come here? You had the knowledge of the program here. You also knew which bus to take or the route to come or the metro, whatever it is there. You knew it and then you actually did that. Meaning you sat in the car, you drove the car or you took a bus, action. Or you took a train, metro, action. Why? Because Sripada Kshetra is not where you are. Correct? You are there, Sripada Kshetra is here, from there to here. First you should know how to come and then you must actually get and do something to reach here. Yes? Yes? Meaning, yes means what? Yes means what? When something is different from you, to get that, knowledge plus action. Swamiji, only action is sufficient. No. Without knowing how to come here, will you be able to come here? No, no, Swamiji, I do not know, my driver knows. Somebody knows, no? Space. Difference in space. Place. Space means place. Sometimes, the achievement may be in time. First standard examination results came yesterday? Yesterday or today? Yesterday. Today morning I met one youngster here in the temple. Birthday. For the birthday, I asked what you want to do. He said, I'm going to take humanities. I said, okay, good, good. Humanities what? So wondering why this Swami is asking all these questions. I want to do psychology. You want to do psychology? Okay. Good. But do you think she will become a psychologist because she wants to become a psychologist? She has to wait for a few more years. She has to join and she has to study and slowly she will grow up to become a psychologist. Yes or not? Now this is in time. The child born does not become a mother immediately. Does not become a father immediately. In time. Because what you want to achieve is distant to you. Either in space or in time. Because what you want to achieve is not you. Please. What did I say? What you want to achieve is not you. Can you say that again? What I want to achieve is not me. Don't say you. What I want to achieve if it is not me, either in space or in time, then what happens? Knowledge alone is not sufficient. Knowledge plus action is required. Okay? So let us make a simple mathematical formula. Okay? Not me. Okay? Not me. Achievement which is not me. That's what I mean. Not me is equal to knowledge plus action. Okay? Is this clear? Anybody has got any objections? Not me is equal to knowledge plus action. Yes? Now let me give you another example. Another example. You are now, hopefully not, you are now dreaming. Okay? What are you dreaming? Some example I should give. You are a beggar. Okay? You are a beggar. Beggar, you are begging for food, no food for you, no water to drink, no place to stay, no proper clothes. And you are suffering, going here and there. Dogs are running behind you. Very, very difficult time. Dogs running, if any dog has chased you, you will understand what it means. Dogs are running behind you. And you try to go to somebody's home, that person says, get out, And you try to run to somebody's home. The person takes a stick and tries to beat you. Oh, running here and there, suffering, beggar. And suddenly you fall down. And when you fall down, you wake up. And then you see what? You are a beggar? No. You are a owner of a large bungalow. There are many people who are living in rent in your home. You have got 2 cars. 3 cars. Why 2? 3. You are having 3 cars polluting Bangalore. You are a very rich man. And not only you are rich, how much donations you have given to so many ashrams. And you beggar, suddenly you recognize you are not a beggar, but you are a financially well-off, happy person. Now, from beggar to happy man, what was required? Just you needed to wake up to the truth. You just require to understand your nature. Should I say to become from beggar to financially well-off, happy man, you have to go jogging for 10 kilometers? Should I say? No, just waking up and knowing oneself to be a happy man is not sufficient. Knowledge is not sufficient. Should I say that? Because what you wanted to achieve is not different from you. Only a realization is required. An awakening is required. So that Paramananda, what we want to achieve, Swamiji said very beautifully, if it's something which comes from an action, what will happen? Because it is a result of action, because it has come up at a point of time, then since it has a beginning, it will have an end. Did you note that point, what Swamiji was telling? That which is born from action, a result of action, is perishable. The building is perishable. Yes or no? Barana is perishable. Yes or no? Every shop is perishable. Yes or no? Every business is perishable. Yes or no? That which begins, ends. This body also began. It will end. The mind also begins. The mind also ends. Every day, night, we end the mind. Every day, morning, it begins. What begins, ends. And therefore, Paramananda, if you want, Paramananda, how do we translate that? Supreme. What is the meaning of supreme? That which does not end. If you want endless happiness, can you begin it? Can you begin it? You want beginningless, endless happiness. Okay, let us go this way. You want endless happiness. Therefore, what is required? It should be meaningless. Because that which begins, ends. If you want endless, then it should not begin. Therefore, beginningless only can be endless. Now, can you begin beginningless? Careful. Can you begin beginningless? No. And what begins? What you create begins. And action has got the power to create. Hands off to action, praise to action, we glorify action. No doubt about it, we are not putting down action. But what has to be created can be begun by action. Right? And if I want that which does not begin, action has no purpose to serve. So how to get this Paramananda? How to get it? I think we should not tell everything so soon, is it not? How to begin Paramananda? You cannot begin Paramananda. Because if you begin Paramananda, it is not Paramananda, it is Alpananda. Right? Therefore, what is the technique? This is a very, very important question. I want it, but how to get it? That which enables you through the spa is called prasthana. And the way to achieve it is shared so beautifully by our rishis in the Upanishads. Right? And therefore, the Upanishad becomes the first prasthana, the source prasthana. Based on the Upanishads, or illumining more the thoughts of the Upanishads, is the Bhagavad Gita. And the doubts on the Upanishads are resolved in the Brahma Sutra. And therefore, these three form a compact whole. What are the three? Source, Upanishads. Clarifications, or what you may say, further expositions so as to help us understand better Bhagavad Gita. And then, doubts which are possible in the Upanishads, clarification in the Brahma Sutra. So, these three together, which give us clarity about the path, how to reach, how to manage this ticklish issue of I want the infinite, but I cannot get the infinite. I cannot get. If I get it, I will lose it. Because if I get it in time, it will not be there. And therefore, how to get without getting? How to achieve without achieving? This subtle point of getting without getting, achieving without achieving, is shared by the Upanishads, the Bhagavad Gita, and the Brahma Sutra. Together they become prasthana traya. Okay? What is prasthana? The means to reach. When you say Bhagavad Gita, when you say Upanishad, Bhagavad Gita, Brahma Sutra are the means to reach, and I have it in my home already. Having a physics book does not make you a great physicist. Having a chemistry book does not make you a great chemist. No. Are you a chemist? I do not know. Having a biology book does not make you a biologist. What is required is knowledge. Right? So when we say prasthana traya, even though we refer to the books, what we actually refer to is the knowledge contained in these treatises. Okay? So what are we going to study? Taittiriya Upanishad. Are we going to study the entire Taittiriya Upanishad? No. Brahmananda Valli, essence. Are we going to study the entire Brahmananda Valli? No. What then? First Anuvaka. First paragraph, if you want to say. Why only that? That contains so much in it that it will take that much time to elaborate upon it during these 9 days. So, from tomorrow onwards, we start. Should we? Remember, I am also going to study along with you. And I am very grateful to each and every one of you for giving me this opportunity. My Sashtanga Pranams to Pujya Swami Brahmananji, who makes me study. Very grateful. Tomorrow, please come with the book. Notebook. Book is Taittiriya Upanishad book. It should be available if you don't have a book, then notebook, and then what else? Pen. Book, notebook, pen. And one homework for you before you all come tomorrow. Whatever thoughts we have listened today, please write it down. Okay? Let us make the best of it, right? Let it not be, let us hear and then, it's okay. Every day evening I'm listening to something nice. No. Let's make the best of it. Alright? We see tomorrow. They want me to announce, so let me announce also. Tomorrow morning, 7 to 8, till the end of these 9 days, mornings we will meditate on Taittiriya Upanishad. Okay? What we study, we should meditate also. Is it not? We meditate upon it so that we actualize that. We meditate upon that. And then whatever doubts are there, we will clarify further. So those of you who are interested to go deeper, deeper and deeper are all welcome. All welcome. It has nothing to do with anybody. Anybody is welcome. Okay? Especially study group members and all, I'm sure you are studying also deeper. Welcome. Even others who want to join and go further deeper are welcome. I invoke Pooja Gurudev's grace and blessings on all of us. Mother Rajeshwari's blessings on all of us. Bhagavan Shiva, Dakshinamurti, who is there with us. He bless us. And Pooja Swamiji, Brahmananji, and our most dear Swamiji who is present here to bless us so that this Jnana Yajna truly becomes Jnana Yajna. Thank you.
Hari Om.